Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Citrus trees such as satsuma, kumquat, orange, grapefruit, and lemon are popular backyard fruit trees here in the Baton Rouge area. As fruit trees grow, they're really pretty easy to take care of. They don't have a huge number of pest problems that hit them all the time. You don't have to constantly spray citrus trees, and this makes them nice and easy to use for backyard production. But there are problems associated with citrus, and it's good if you're growing citrus trees to be aware of some of them. Now, first off, this time of the year, there are a couple things that can go wrong with the fruit. If we have a dry period and then we kind of get a heavy rain period come in, you'll oftentimes see some of the fruit splitting. And this is simply the tree absorbing water too fast, sending the water into the fruit too quickly. The fruit expands too rapidly for the rind and it splits. Unfortunately, you can't salvage the split fruit. You just have to harvest and discard those. You can throw them in your compost pile. Also, you'll find that the fruit will drop sometimes from trees this time of the year. Now, this can be caused from a variety of things, but some fruit drop is pretty natural. It's the citrus tree's way of adjusting how much fruit it can actually ripen. So if you see a certain amount of fruit drop occurring, generally don't panic about it. It's going to be okay in the long run. Now, birds can also attack citrus. They peck on the citrus rind. It'll look like somebody took an ice pick and just hit the rind over and over again in one spot or in a little area. They usually don't peck all the way through the rind. They're not after the fruit. We think they're probably after the oils that are in the rind. They can rub those oils on their feathers, and those are a good insecticidal kind of material that helps keep them free from pests. But still, it damages the fruit. If you have a problem with this kind of damage on your citrus trees, you can throw some bird netting. You'll find bird netting available at your local nursery or garden center. Just a large netting material, just throw that over the tree down to the ground, and that will exclude the birds and keep them from getting at your fruit. Now, if you have young satsuma trees, you may notice that the fruit they produce are large, puffy, dry, and tasteless. And this is a condition called puffy fruit. It's characteristic of younger satsuma trees, usually the first 5 years or so after they were planted. Now, only time will take care of this problem, so there's nothing really you can do about it except be patient and wait for the tree to settle in and start producing better fruit for you. If you see dark brown or sort of rusty brown areas on the rind of the fruit and you can't rub it off and it won't wash off, this is damage caused by a tiny mite that you can't see called the citrus rust mite. Now, the damage is mostly cosmetic. It'll make the rind discolored, but the quality of the fruit, the flesh inside, is still very good. So there's no reason to get overly concerned about this, but it does make the fruit look less attractive. If you want to minimize damage of the citrus rust mite, you can spray the trees with a light horticultural oil, like year-round spray oil or all-seasons oil, following label directions. And this will kill the mites off and keep the damage from continuing so much. Now, this time of the year, for your late summer flush of growth and the flush of growth we get in the fall, you may see that growth comes out all twisted and deformed. You may see some kind of whitish silvery trails running through it. This is damage caused by the citrus leaf miner. Now, to control it, you've got to spray early before you really see any damage. So as soon as you begin to see a late summer or fall flush of growth come out, get an insecticide called spinosad and spray the tree with the spinosad following label directions, and that will help minimize some of the damage. Now, the damage looks worse than it is, and citrus trees usually recover pretty well from that citrus leaf miner damage. So keep an eye on your trees. Again, usually not anything major you have to worry about on those wonderful backyard citrus trees. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.